Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy,
the voice of Ryan Ringett, from Jaron Friends on Fox Sports Marquette 105.1 and
99.9.
Also, you did a nice job calling the games for the Marquette Redmen as well.
Hey, thanks. I'll be down at Marquette tonight calling a JV Futures game. And then the Redettes, they're taking on the Menominee Maroons.
Nice, nice. Well, I appreciate you filling in for Steve-O here last minute. He saw the weather forecast and changed his flight to Vegas.
Oh, boy. Vegas again?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's awesome. I wish.
So, anyway, let's talk a few things today that I normally wouldn't. And I want to get your perspective because we don't normally have you on. And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to snag you for tomorrow either because I think Steve is... I'm probably not going to be able to get a hold of him tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, right.
I mean, he's in Vegas in his first night. And, yeah.
What stays in Vegas?
It's 2 to 3 hours or whatever it is behind us. So, yeah, I really doubt that he's going to be in any shape to talk, nor will he know anything that's going on.
Yeah, right. There's a tiger in my room.
All right. Before I go any further, give a plug for the game that you're going to be doing down in Duff County.
Tuesday, I'm going to be down at Big Bay Dinock High School for the Black Bears as they take on Superior Central. And in that game, they're going to raise the banner for 1,000-point basketball players who scored 1,000 points in a season. So I'm going to be down there with my family calling the basketball game. So if anyone wants to come out and check it out, come on down to Big Bay Dinock High School on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock is going to be the pregame.
Oh, wow. Early,
6 o'clock
huh?
is the game.
There you go. All right, Ryan, let's get to this the world of sports here. What do you want to start with? You want to start with the Tigers?
Hey, yeah. Today was the first spring training game that they had.
Let me just say this.
I can't wait.
You know what I mean? It's a moment where... That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, boy.
It makes me feel good when spring training comes because... You know, it's kind of like we realize that winter is more than halfway done.
Oh, I can't wait.
Not that this winter's been that tough, but still, it's not exactly beach weather.
I'm so excited. They're down at Joker Marchant Stadium today. They took on Florida Southern. What else?
As they usually do their first game of
the year. Absolutely. They always play a college team. They beat them up like they did today. They won 8-0. But I think the real story out of today, Miguel Gonzalez, he got a home run.
Wait a minute.
His first home run.
Who?
Yeah. Who is this guy? I said the same thing. But you and I were looking him up. The guy looks just like Johnny Peralta.
He does. I thought they messed up on his picture.
Yeah.
I thought they had Johnny Peralta's picture in place of his. He looks just like him.
Yeah. I mean, spitting image. I'm like, ooh, Johnny Peralta's
back. At least in
what?
That picture he did.
He changed his name. Kind of like Ugeth Urbina.
So what's your take on this season so far? I mean, or not so far, but I mean, in general, what do you think is going to happen this year?
Well, this is my thought process with the Tigers. Last year, you know, they didn't make the playoffs. This year, they're going in with basically the same team. There's a lot of questions, especially in center field, because they traded Cameron Maben. So we're looking at Tyler Collins, Stephen Moya.
Jacoby!
And Jacoby Jones. I would love to see Jacoby Jones in center field. But the question is...
Mikey Matuk?
Mikey Matuk. You know, it's kind of funny, Mikey Matuk. I have an app on my iPhone, and it's a baseball game. And he is one guy that was put on my team just because when I first started. Had no clue who he was. I thought he was a double-A guy. Next thing you know, the Tigers sign him, and he's competing for a center field spot. What's going on here? Who is this guy?
I don't know anything about him.
I have no clue who he is. But from what I hear, he's got a good arm, a solid bat, and he is going to be competing for center field. And I'm pretty pumped about it. I'd like to see what this guy has.
I would assume he's pretty fast if he's going to play center field.
Oh, yeah. My guess is absolutely.
All right, where do you want to go next?
Well... Last thing about the Tigers.
Oh.
A lot, like you said, you wanted to know, this year, I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to make playoffs. And the reason why I say that is a lot of players are going into contract years, looking at Ian Kinsler, J.D. Martinez, Nick Castellanos. So you know what? I can see the Tigers making playoffs and making a run at it because I think they want to win, and I think the whole death of Mr. I is going to put them on the map, and everyone's going to gravitate around the Tigers, and I think they're going to do it.
All right, I'll take you at that word. I actually had the same thought process as well, but I don't know. Pitching is pitching. You can
bullpen.
It's not even that. I mean, we got to get our starter rotation.
Yeah, you're telling me. I'm right there with you.
Okay, what do you want to go next?
Well, what about Mr. I? They had a private thing for him yesterday at the Fox Theater, and George Bush stopped by and said some really great things about him because they were former owners. Illich was still an owner, but George W. Bush was the owner of the Texas Rangers, mm-hmm. and they made a big trade in which Juan Gonzalez came to Detroit.
Back in the day, yeah.
He said that he loved talking with Mr. I, and hey, that's awesome. Thanks, George Bush.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, what else are we going to talk about? Basketball, college basketball. I know you watch the NBA. Maybe I'll let you just satisfy the Pistons fans that listen to the show that I never talk about the Pistons.
You know, when we come back, we can talk some NFL, some basketball.
I got some NFL news, yeah.
And maybe a little bit of Red Wings stuff. Why not?
All right,
we'll get to it.
We're on hiatus right now, but we can do that. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up as Ryan Rangette fills in for Steve-O. We'll be right back here on the Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Marquette, Big Boy.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half here with Ryan Rangette filling in for Steve-O as he took an early flight out to Vegas with the weather incoming. Ryan, quickly tell the folks a little bit about JR and Friends here. We might as well get you a plug.
Hey, every morning, tune in. Fox Sports Marquette, 105.1 and 99.9. I'm on every morning with John Thompson from 8 to 9. We have great guests.
Usually tomorrow. I'm on Thursday mornings with
yes,
you.
Yes, Adam Carpenter Thursday. We miss you today. It was really sad.
Couldn't make it. Had to do something for the kids.
So we are going to have Joe Gaffney in tomorrow. He is a broadcaster for the Marquette Redmen along with John Thompson. They call hockey games. And he comes in and he gives his perspective on the NHL and what's going on. So super pumped to have him tomorrow.
Well, since you brought that up, let's talk about the Red Wings since you had some insight there.
Oh,
they're
man.
On their bye week, they're calling it. They won't play till next Tuesday.
Yep.
This coming Tuesday, I should
yep.
say. I think they're done, man.
I have to be right there with you. I mean, they beat the Capitals, they beat the Penguins, and you're like, woo, going
there,
in against
momentum,
the Islanders.
Momentum, momentum, momentum.
And they blew it. You beat the Islanders two games already this season. And my thought process was, hey, they want to get on a roll here. And then they lose 3-1. Just wet the bed. That's it.
And not to mention that, in this time that they're not going to be playing, they're going to be losing back, getting more behind in points as other teams in front of them gain more points.
Yeah, we're going to need to see some teams drastically fall for us to have a chance. And, hey, the trade deadline's coming up, so sayonara Thomas Vanek.
I think Vanek's gone, too.
I'm right there with you.
All right, let's move along here. Let's get to some NFL trade rumors. You know, the Romo rumors are out there. The Garoppolo rumors are out. Well, the Garoppolo rumors are dumb, in my opinion, because Tom Brady's not going to be around much longer. I guess it really depends on whether or not the Patriots think he's going to be their next up-and-coming quarterback, which it sounds like he might be.
That's what everyone is saying.
So I mean, why is he even being talked about as a trade bait?
But here's my point. Here's what I have to say about this. I'm not big on it because look what happened with Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Who was his backup? Oh, Brock Osweiler. What'd he get? A huge contract.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. The Broncos Texas. Are not the same
organization
as the Patriots.
But
the
Jimmy
Patriots,
Garoppolo, come on. Everyone's so high on him. Oh, give him this, give him that.
What about Cutler? I'm done with Garoppolo.
I'm done.
What about Cutler?
Cutler's terrible.
Yes, but he actually said he will not agree to any trades, period, which is great news for us Lions and Packers
fans.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, stay here. Just get knocked
the
out.
The best thing that ever happened
yeah,
to the rest of the
Just stay in
division.
The North so we can just beat the heck out of the Bears. Love it.
They're also saying he might retire.
Well, that's what he should do because he is not good at football.
Pick up tiddlywinks.
Yeah, sorry.
Pick up shuffleboard there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
What else? You want us to do a little bit of college basketball here quick?
Yeah, last night was crazy. The Michigan Wolverines beat Rutgers 68-64, and now they enhance their chances to get into the March Madness. And I'm really hoping it happens because Michigan State's falling apart right now. They've had a bunch of injuries. And
Wisconsin isn't doing that good either.
Yeah, and they got Ohio State coming up.
Tonight.
Yeah, big game.
Nebraska for Michigan State tonight, Ohio State for Wisconsin late tonight at 9-something. I know you're a Wolverine fan. I don't even know. None of them are real. Well, Wisconsin's got the best shot. Let's be honest.
I'd have to agree. I totally agree. I don't think if Michigan gets in, I don't see them getting past the second round. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm a big Wolverine, but not going to happen.
Quickly here. I don't talk about anything NBA.
Yeah.
And I know you are a Pistons fan, so let's satisfy some of the listeners that never get to hear any Pistons talk. Go.
Well, right now, right, tonight they're going to be playing.
Okay, that's enough. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm fumbling over all my words. No, they're playing the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Detroit comes in at 27-30 in the eighth spot in the East. Not bad. Charlotte's 2.5 games behind. So I'd like to see how it all shakes out. But I think the real story is the emojis. You hear about that? All the trades that were, all the rumors that were flying.
I'm sorry, I was taking a nap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to wake you up there. Yeah, emojis. Emojis are transcending the game of basketball right now.
Apparently they're trolling the fans, is that right?
Yeah, they're just making fun of them. Because everyone's like, oh my gosh, Andre Drummond's getting traded, can you believe it? And all Andre Drummond does is just put a set of eyes just like Isaiah Thomas, like, come on. And, hey, listen to Stan Van Gundy, the guy is the GM and the coach. He'll make a deal if he needs to, and guess what? Trade deadline's over, no one got moved. That's all I got to say about that.
I got nothing else. Yeah. Thanks for filling in for Steve-O. Tune in every morning, weekday mornings, that is, from 8 to 9 for JR and Friends on a 105.1 and 99.9 Fox Sports Marquette. Ryan, thanks for filling in for Steve-O.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love being with you on the Outdoor Show.
It's a Big Boy Sports Recap. Brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll catch you hopefully tomorrow.
Absolutely.